Morning, Bill.
You sent me an email talking about Google and the developers conference last week. I know I saw several stories on this, pretty exciting stuff on what they're working on that I can use in the future, huh?
Yeah, last week Google's I/O developer conference saw a lot of talk about home automation using devices that can talk to each other through your existing home network. Now, just before the conference, Nest, a company you may have heard about in the news, which is now owned by Google, announced that they were opening their developers' toolkit to other companies to make their products work with each other. The great thing is that a lot of these products are actually already available at your local Best Buy. So, for example, the Nest makes a Wi-Fi connected Nest Learning thermostat. This is a thermostat that is actually smart. It learns when you're turning the temperature up, down, and it can automatically schedule itself, as well as you can actually control it through your smartphone. Another thing that they make is a smoke alarm and carbon monoxide detector. This actually can actually detect when people are in the house. It can do things like voice alarms instead of just a regular alarm. It can actually let you know that there's an issue. It can send stuff to your smartphone. Now, that's all great, but what they're doing is they're allowing other companies to get onto this. So, for example, Jawbone, which makes their Up 24 fitness monitoring wristband, this is a little device that you put on. It's like almost like a super smart pedometer. It can actually tell things about how you're exercising, when you're sleeping. It knows when you wake up just based off your movements. What they actually can do, this interacts with that thermostat so that during the night it can turn down your cooling or heating so that you get more energy efficient. And then the Jawbone detects when you're actually waking up. It sends that through that network to the Nest, and that way it can actually turn back up that cooling or heating so that by the time you actually are fully awake, you actually have that temperature that you're looking for.
It's all this wearable tech that we're hearing so much about, right?
Yeah, wearable tech as well as just what they call the Internet of Things. In other words, it's not just your computers getting onto your home network anymore. It's your refrigerator, your garage door opener. And in fact, one of the things that we also carry at Best Buy is Chamberlain has their MyQ Universal Garage Controller. Instead of you having to carry around that little garage controller that we're all used to, this is a device that connects, it goes into your garage, gets onto your wireless network, and allows you to use your smartphone to actually talk to and control your garage controller. That's great because everybody has their smartphone with you. You don't have to keep sharing that garage controller. And it can actually be programmed so that it can detect when you're coming or leaving. And again, control that thermostat so that it gets you that perfect temperature.
Derek Meister at the Geek Squad at Best Buy with me. I also saw another story this morning about GE unveiling Link. They call it a connected LED bulb that lets you remotely control your home lighting from anywhere in the world, and you can sync it with other devices. With the app, you don't need an add-on and just do it from your phone. So you can actually control your lights wherever you might be, and GE's coming out with it. Derek, it's just amazing. There's a couple links we'll put up at wilsoncenter.com where if you want to follow up on some of these products. Or, of course, stop by your local Best Buy, right?
Yeah, we have an entire aisle full of connected devices. We already have Philips actually has one of those LED light systems. So not only can you control it, but you can change what color across 16 million different colors. So it's really neat and exciting that this stuff is not just, the Jetsons future is already here in your local Best Buy.
Derek Meister, the geek at the Geek Squad, with us on this Tech Tuesday. Thank you, Derek. Appreciate the info.
Thank you.